Taftet. Zok ha'ilek ha'mishneh, ki nidrei rishayim, nadar b'nazir b'korban b'shvu'ah. Ki nidrei k'sherim, lo ha'maklum. K'nidmotam, nadar b'nazir b'korban. Now, obviously this mishneh doesn't make very much sense. So we're going to have to really do a bit of holistic understanding right now if we're going to learn it at all, and that's taking the whole sugya into consideration. Basically, this is the way the Ran understands this sugya. The Mishnah is trying to make the point that Rishaim make Nedarim, not Sherim. So if a person says Kinidre Rishaim, then that could be a Yad. Now obviously it has to be a Yad that's going to be meaningful, so just to say Kinidre Rishaim means absolutely nothing. But if you add the appropriate ending, so let's say you say Kinidre Rishaim Allah, or Kinidre Rishaim Ehe, or Kinidre Rishaim Hemeno. So in other words, you say some type of Lashon, and it's a Lashon that is contextually meaningful. So let's say a Nazir is there, and you say, Kinidre Rishon Harein. You mean Kinidre Rishon Harein Nazir. So as long as it's contextually meaningful, it's coming to tell us that this is considered to be a Yad, and the word Kinidre Rishon is a Yad. On the other hand, if you say Kinidre Kisherim, then by definition, you're talking in oxymorons. There is no such thing as Kinidre Kisherim. Kisherim don't make Nidorim. On the other hand, if you say kinidvotam, then that you say kinidvei kshirim, again, could mean, depending on the appropriate ending in context, either a neder or a nazir or a korban. Now, the fact that it says nodar makes no sense, because you just said they never make a neder, so I can say nidvei rishon nodar. That's weird. Okay, there's some problem here that we'll have to talk about. You'll notice that it also leaves out the word shvuah. Because apparently, Kshayrim never make a Shvuah. Why would they make a Shvuah? If you want to do something with carbon, why a Shvuah? Now, the problem is, of course, that there's no such thing as a Nedava when it comes to Nazirut. You are. The technical difference between a Neder and a Nedava is we know from all over. Neder is Hare Allah, is commitment to something, and Nedava is where it's Chal on the carbon itself, Hare Zo. It's clear from this Gemara, points out the Rambam's Mishnah, that the word neder and nedava is not a technical thing. We utilize the word neder and nedava to apply it to that technical difference for a very simple reason. The real word neder means a commitment of somebody who is somewhat reluctant. So he's committing himself by swearing, okay, I got to get this done, what the heck, I'm going to do it. Right? A nedava is a guy who's doing it. That's basically the idea. Sometimes he's volunteering. He's feeling good about it. He's dedicated to it. We use that word volunteerism. Volunteerism, they're waving flags. They're happy. It's great. So that's a nidava. A guy who's making a neder is already a weirdo. He doesn't really want to do what he's doing. He feels he better do what he's doing. He's got some kind of religious complex. He's got some problem. So he's making a neder, right? Therefore, we apply that idea to the question of Hare Olai. Hare Olai means, it's like that classic picture, you know, of the Gothic America, you know. Hare Olai, he's got the world on his shoulders. That's like the Gemara says. That he puts it out katfe. He's carrying it on his shoulders. He doesn't really want to do it, but Hare Olai. If he says Hare Zo, we view it as an adult. He's already doing it. Okay, here it is. This is the thing. Once I understand that it's a language that is expressive of a person's level of commitment, so now I understand that Kshayrim would never make a neder in the sense that a neder can also lead one to not doing what one is supposed to be doing. And the dove is already one is doing it. How would that apply to Nazir? That we'll see. It's possible to find situations where someone is enthusiastically and correctly a Nazir, and it's possible to find a situation of Zizirut where somebody is weird and he wants to make himself a Nazir, and weirdness is not tolerated. That's viewed as rishis. We'll see in the Gemara. And it's only in very rare circumstances that somebody can do something from and be considered to be reasonable and good. So therefore, generally speaking, you'll say that if it's kinidre rishayim, so rishayim become nazirim. If it's kinidve kisherim, so then even a kosher person in certain circumstances can become a nazir. So this is how the Ran explains it. Okay, so first, until we get to that point, the Gemara will take us a little bit, but let's do that now. Says the Gemara, how could the word kinidre rishayim mean neder, nazir, carbon, shvuah, what are you talking about? Doesn't the very fact that a guy says, kinidre rishayim, all he's saying is, oh, only rishayim make nadarim, not for me. So, I mean, he's saying kinidre rishayim lo nadarna. Or mashua. No, obviously, he had to say something else. The only point is the word kinidre rishayim is a useful yad. So in other words, he says kinidre rishayim hareni, or kinidre rishayim alai, or kinidre rishayim hemenu. So in other words, if he says hareni, so that's a lashon of nezirut. If he says alai, then that's a lashon of bikorban. If he says hemenu, that's a lashon of shmuah. So everything dependent on how you end it, obviously, all it's coming to say, it's not coming to say what you, it's coming to say the options. It could be a nazir, it could be a korban, it could be shmuah, depending on the context. It says the Gemara, hareni is b'nezirut. Dilma hareni b'tanit. Why is that a yad to nezirut? I mean, couldn't that mean, that the Ron learns not that it couldn't mean anything, and therefore it's not a yad at all, but that even though it's reasonable, the normal derech of making a nezirut is by sending hareni or a nazir. But it's at least yadayim she'inan mochichot. They didn't use a lashon at all of this. It could mean two things. Optionally, that's called yadayim she'inan mochichot. The kash is on Shmuel. How could Shmuel be the one who says that it's talking about, you said the word hareni and that's sufficient? Doesn't Shmuel himself hold yadayim she'inan mochichot lo hab yadayim? To which Shmuel answers that it's talking about yishaya nazir over levanav. So contextually, there's a nazir. Guy comes along and says hareni. If he uses the lashon of kinidrei rishaim, so then he's a nazir. Asks the Ron, the Gemara says elsewhere that if a nazir is over the fun of and he simply says the word ahei, he's a nazir without using the lashon of kinidrei rishaim. So what are we adding over here? What kinidrei rishaim makes it worse. So he brings a pshat from his rabbeim that there's a difference between the word hareni and ahei. Ahei is the classic way of making it, I shall be, but hareni is not. Says the Ron, I don't go for that. What the heck is the difference between hareni and ahei? One is Aramaic, one is Hebrew. It's the same word. It makes no difference at all. Says the Ron, the truth is, if you hadn't said kinidre rishayim, it would have worked. The Chiddush in the Mishnah in this case is that not that kinidre rishayim works, but that kinidre ksherim doesn't work. So if you say kinidre ksherim ahei, you made it worse. And that's bichlal not him, because you're saying an oxymoron. Kinidre ksherim, there's no such thing. Nobody can make himself as a kosher. Nobody can make himself a nazir.
It's okay to use yad, it's partial, but it's no good to make a nonsensical statement.
Exactly. So that would be good for the chiddush, says the Ram. But in this sense, there's no chiddush to the kinidre rishon. Okay, so if, then you said, if he said, hey menu, from it. So that's a shvuah. I don't know, maybe it's a shvuah. Oh, I swear that looks good, man. I'm going to eat that. So I swear I'm going to eat that. But he means I'm going to eat from that, hey menu. Is I will eat it. Obviously, he has to be talking about Hemena Shaloh. I don't know what it means. So he goes to him, what's the chiddush? A guy swears I won't eat something. So, obviously, he just swore he won't eat it, no? So, Yachim Ailamimra. No, because that's the point. Come on, Shmolon, take out that word, Adena, makes no sense. So, if he said this lashon, you would think, okay, so what is this? A commitment? I mean, there's no shvua here. Kamash belong, the word kinidre rishayim is itself a lashon of shvua if it's coupled to hemena lo ochal. So it's a kosher yad. Then you say kinidre kesherim lo amakum, because there's no such thing. But if you say kinidvotam, you say kinidve kesherim, then it's okay. So who exactly is the Tana that says this is okay? Because last we heard, nobody holds such a thing. Either you hold that it's possible to make a neder as an Adam Kosher, or you hold it's not possible even to make an Adam as an Adam Kosher. And that's a Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So, Man Tana Deshani Le Bein Nedev and Adam. Gee, I'd sure like to know who it is that would say in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah openly states, I mean, it, maybe there's a way to read the Mishnah that's more complex, but on the level that we read it, it's simply making a difference between using a concept of Neder and a concept of Nedava. So that doesn't work out according to anyone we know. It's not Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yehuda, and the famous Machlokes of how to understand the pasuk, which goes et at asher tidor shalem, whatever it is that you made a neder, pay it. Says Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet, and continues to say tov asher lo tidor mishi tidor ve lo shalem. It seems a little bit strange. Et asher tidor shalem. You make a neder, pay it. It's better not to make a neder at all than to make a neder and not to pay it. I mean, that seems rather obvious. So what exactly is that second part coming to tell me? Tov asher lo tidor. Comes along now, Rebbe Meir, to say like this, that tov mizeh u'mizeh she'eno noder kol ikar. There must be two different things over here. In other words, it's saying first et asher tidor shalem. Tova shelo tidor, but it would have been better not to be noder than to be noder l'shalim. Why? Because you may always be putting yourself in a position shetidor v'lo t'shalim. It's all very nice to take upon yourself a neder. Are you sure you're going to be able to follow through? You'll have the money to pay. You'll remember. You won't make some kind of mistake. So what do you need it for? So in other words, in context of the opening pasuk, et asher tidor shalem, when you come along and you say tov asher lo tidor, you're saying, but don't think it's a good thing, et asher tidor shalem. Tov asher lo tidor. Why? Because you can always come, mishitidor v'lo t'shalem, and therefore avoid it. Don't put yourself in it. Just keep quiet. Don't put yourself in a position where you may come to make a neder. Now, Rabbi Meir doesn't distinguish at all between neder and a dada. Now, she says something could come, mitzvah. What do you need it for? Better not to deal with it at all, right? Okay, so apparently, according to him, the Mishnah, I mean, why would we say there's an opportunity between neder and a dada? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I understand the pasuk means kibshuta. Et asher tidor shalem. Now, so you'll say, tov asher lo tidor, mishet tidor v'lo t'shalem. That's not a chiddush. Not so pashut. Tov mizeh mizeh noder u'mishalem. For sure the best thing is to pay up what it is that it, that you were noder. That's the best thing. And that's an excellent thing. So it's better not to not make a neder. Better than not making a neder, better than making a neder and not paying, is noder mishalim. So all the pasuk is saying is kipshuta. That if you're going to make a neder, don't make a neder and not pay. Ayo taina, that's pashut. So apparently, says the Ran, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not pashut, it's a chiddush. Why? Because people make the mistake of thinking that as long as you have a good heart and good intentions, that things are good. So over here, the guy says, listen, I have good intentions. I want to give $1 million to charity, you know. I mean, I'm going to try my best, you know. I mean, if it doesn't work out, but at least God knows I want to. No, says the pasuk. You don't get any schar at all for good intentions in this case. If you're making neder, you're going to either follow it through or you're going to go to hell. So it's better to be quiet. That's the point. But that itself is a chiddush. It changes your vision of a neder. A neder is not something that is innately good. It's the following through with a neder that can be good. Okay, but yeah. So according to this, we said earlier that somebody's nishpan says I'm going to give it. It's like a neder right there. That's because he since it's a mitzvah.
Unless he has money in front of him, then it's in the
dollar. If you're not necessarily, we're going to get to it. Not necessarily. We'll get to it in a moment. So this means. That neither Rabbi Meir nor Rabbi Yehuda are distinguishing between neder and nedarim. According to Rabbi Meir, both of them are no good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, both of them are good. So you could have Cherim that would be neder too. So who in the world is the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, well, why can't it be Rabbi Meir? I mean, Rabbi Meir is referring to the Pasuk in Kohelet. The Pasuk in Kohelet doesn't talk about nedarim at all. So he wasn't talking about nedarim. He was saying, Tov asher lo tidor, Tov mizeh mizeh, noder kol ikar. That doesn't mean that no day, maybe no day, ben hakanami is good. So, kikamer Rabbi Meir beneder, but benedava lo kamar. Well, okay, even if you're right, how does that help in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, kinidvotam nedar benezir bekarba. So, I thought you just said there's no such thing as a neder. Now, you're making now a technical distinction between neder and nedava, and if somebody used the word nidvotam, kinidve kisheriv, then he makes a neder. That doesn't make any sense. So how does it make a neder? Nadav benazir b'korban. First of all, I don't understand exactly. What would be the nafkamina? If according to Rabbi Meir, the understanding of the pasuk is, before you even get to the lashon, how somebody can be no day benazir, it doesn't make any sense. But let's leave that off for a moment. You said the reason, the way I understand the pasuk is, better not to make a neder because mishitidor v'lo t'shalem. Something may go wrong. Well, why isn't that true about a nadav? Saying, the nedava, I said arezo, so therefore what? There's nothing wrong. I'm mechuyev to bring it to the Zorah within the Shalosh Regalim. I have a mitzvah saseh to bring it immediately. If it's lying around the house, somebody's going to come and be mail in. God only knows. But you're telling me I'm going to have a chashash of a takala. No, so why is there less of a chashash of a takala if I say nedava? Something might happen to it. So why would Rabbi Meir be mechalik? You're saying to speak. Because the word is neder. I mean, but basically it's the same idea, takala, no? So, ask the Gemara, Maishna no der de lo. You just said, a kosher person wouldn't make a neder. Why? Dilmahati bali de takala. So, a nedav is no different. Nedav anami lo. Dilmahati bali de takala. No. Obviously, it's not any old nedava. Because again, we are going to see that ultimately the word nedava over here does not mean technical nedava. Nedava means a wholehearted, dedicated gift. And if it's wholehearted, it cannot have in it elements that may be wrong. That's not wholehearted. So therefore, we're not talking about a standard nedava rezo. That's a nether as far as this mission is concerned. What we're talking about, a nidvat sherim, is like Hillel HaZaken. Like Hillel HaZaken, like the Tanya, Omru alav al Hillel HaZaken, Shalom ha'al adam ba'olato ko yamav. It wasn't shayach to have anything go wrong with the way that Hillel HaZaken would bring a karbonola. What would we do? Mevi'ah kishihi chulin la'azara. We'd bring it up to the gates of the Azara's chulin. Magdisha, we'd be magdish it right there. And then at that moment that it was magdish, he did smich and shchita on the spot. There was nothing else to worry about. It's not shayach to come l'day ba'al ta'achar. It's not shayach to come l'day me'ilah. So what's the problem? Since such a thing is possible, when a person says, kinidvei k'sherim, that's what he's referring. In other words, k'sherim can make such a thing. Therefore, when I use the word kinidvei k'sherim, it's a yad l'neder. I didn't do it that way. Fine, so I'm an idiot. But I'm using the yad correctly. So I must be shown over. Okay, says the Gemara. All right, fine. I understand that you could do that with korbanos. But I mean, a naziris is always going to be a problem. Guy makes a naziris. Makes no difference if he says neder, if he says a doven. He can always be out there with a takala. Something can go wrong. He may drink wine. I mean, by accident. He'll be the time of the 18. Who knows? He'll be ma'achar the korbanos at the end of his naziris. What exactly would be the meaning of a nidava when it comes to nizirut? So hey, nicha nidava de korbanot. What is the meaning of the word nidava in terms of nizirut? Michael Lemer, especially now that we have not well enough defined that the meaning of the word nidava is more than the technicality. In other words, we're still entertaining. Remember, I keep explaining to you the Gemara holistically, because we're talking about taking the end into consideration, otherwise the Mishnah made no sense. But until you get to the point that you understand the real meaning of the word neder and nedava, so then nedava is a technicality. You said arei zos. Such a thing is possible with korbanos. Well, how is such a thing possible with nizirut at all? Take out the word savarla. Makes no sense. Answers the Gemara kishimon atzadik. You want an example of a nedava in nizirut? Nedava is not a technicality. Nedava is a full-hearted commitment to something, in which it's no problem if you're going wrong, because you're just too much involved in it. You care too much. The Tanya, Amashi Mona Tzadik, Miyamai lo achalti Hashem Nazir Tameh. I would never eat a carbon Hashem and a Nazir Tameh. The Lord's going to ask later on, why the Nazir Tameh? Why not just say, I wouldn't eat something that's Baal Chet? Well, when a person brings a carbon al Chet, so it means the whole Shorash of it is bad. Why would I want to eat it? Okay, we'll see why Nazir Tameh. But one time, there was one time, Elohechad, in my life, there was one time that I was so convinced of the incredible honesty of the Nazir that I felt that Hashem I could eat. What was that, Maisif? Amachad ba'ad, amachad nazir min ha'darom. Once a guy came to bring his carbon naziris, and very tivshu yafei, now he said, beautiful kid, tovro, I kvutzotav, sderototato, he's got this beautiful curly hair, gorgeous face. Amartel b'ni, what are you, crazy? You're going to cut off that beautiful hair? What's the matter with you? You're going to the Marines or to a yeshiva? Mara itel ashchita tzarech zo'ana, why are you cutting off this beautiful hair? You got to be nuts. Amarli says, look, I understand, but it was a special situation. Ro'eh hayiti la'aba b'iri. I was a Ro'eh, what do I know? I don't know from nothing. I never saw my own self. You know, we live very poorly. So Allah to the Malot Mayim and Amaya. So there I was, going to take out water one day from a well, and all of a sudden I see Narcissus in the well. Nistakalti bibavu ashali, upachaza la yitzri, put it, I get turned on. I just saw how beautiful I was. Ubikesh le tordanim in olam. I figured, oh boy, now I'm on my way straight to hell. So Amarti lo, I say to my Yitzhara, you Russia, lama tamit ka'eba olam sheno shach, what's the matter with you? This world is yours. You've got nothing here. Well, so for a couple of years, you look pretty. I'm going to cut you all off, and I'm going to bring you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So miyad amadati sa'ayish, the continues Hashem and HaTzadik. At that point, I thought, ah, my God, this is Naziris. Nashaktiva roshov amad lo b'ni, kamolcha yirbun nazreni zirot b'Yisrael. This is what the Pasuk is referring to. I never saw it in my life until today. So this is a person who's obviously kulei lashem, and therefore I felt that this is a nidava. But stam, a guy who makes himself a nazir, is a nut. So that's why I was asking him, what do I understand? But it's a mitzvah to cut off your hair. Well, what's wrong with you? So therefore, we can also use the concept of nidava when it comes to nazirut, because it's possible for a person to do something which is honest and real and not trying to show off or be better than you and so on. Matkiflor of money. Says Rav Mani, if this is the case, so maishna sham nazir tameh delo achal. The ati al chet, the kolah shabbat lo lechol de al chet. First, I understand exactly what Shimon HaTzadik was saying. Shimon HaTzadik is saying that what I don't like to eat a korban, where the mucker of the korban is ra. So, but in this case, okay. In this case, I felt that he got into the situation so much b'teva, so I didn't view it as that. I understand. So say, a guy brings a carbon chatas normally, a carbon ashram normally, that you would eat. I mean, that's mamish, like a guy who was nichshal and something. Why would you eat that? Palashamot nami lo lechot al chetot. Omele Reb Yonah, the point over here is like this. Haina taima, shehim tohin nozri. Look, these people, you know what? These people, they get very nervous. Okay, so they look at their lives, all of a sudden they say, oh boy, I'm in bad shape, and I'm going to be a nozer. Maybe that'll help me out.
What does the word tohin mean?
Oh, so tohin means like lashon of tohev, a tohu vavohu.
Or emptiness?
Well, no, Rashi says tohu vavohu is called adam tohe alavohu. Tohe means like you're shocked. Right? So you're shocked. The guy is shocked at his own life. No, shocked. Yeah, not astonishment, because that's the point. In other words, he's like, astonishment could be latoiva also. Tohin over here is like an astonishment of pain. So it's shock. So right now I'm shocked by my own life. Or I'm shocked by the things that it's about focus of showing him how to learn. A guy suddenly wakes up to the fact that he's an idiot. So he's also shocked. Or to turn on their own mice. Yeah, exactly. Or tohin could mean shocked by things that happened to him. Like he realizes, terrible things are happening to me, and now maybe I can do tshuva by becoming a nozer. People are always looking for the easy way out. So instead of doing tshuva, you can always become a nozer. That's great, Yeah, you can say Ave Maria. I mean, it's the same idea. You do something, and that's all. You don't have to change anything. You put on a better shekel, or you burn the shekel, or whatever it is, just as good.
There's an aspect of recoiling or rejecting, because like Tohe Al Rishonot means not going, reversing.
Right, yes. No, it also means that
I'm rejecting my connection.
It means recoil only because tohed generally leads to recoil. It's not every shock leads to a shock is. That's why I say shock. Shock is by definition it causes an instinctive reaction to recoil. You get a shock, you pull your right. That's, but it's not that the word means to recoil. The word means to be tohed. The word means that you feel that you're. This is terrible. This is just terrible. So, therefore, they think that this is hot stuff. Right? As they think they're going to make themselves a nozer, now all of a sudden their whole lives are going to change. Everybody does become a Baal Teshuva. What does that mean to do Teshuva? It doesn't mean to do Teshuva. It means you're going to change your life, but you don't really do Teshuva. So that's what people do. They try to change their lives instead of doing Teshuva. Okay, but then when things go hard, so then, I don't know, it's not working. It's the same old stuff. I'm back where I started from. What do I need this for? So therefore, Shimon HaTzadik felt like this. Gishem tohim nozri, okay? Then, so what happens? Something goes wrong. Then they get tummy. You become tummy, you have to start all over again. That's Hashem nozir tummy. He says, I didn't eat. They start all over again, and they're thinking to themselves, well, I needed this. What an idiot. I should never become a nozir. It's not helping me anyway. It's just another hassle. I was an idiot before, I'm an idiot now. So what do I need it for? So be'etzem, they have no interest in their naziris. There's no heart in it. It's just a show. And as far as I'm concerned, it's mevim chulin azora. Not really obvious, but they might as well be bringing chulin azora. As bad as they could go to a Talmud Chacham and they could get a heter on their naziris also. Then it really would be chulin azora. So that I don't want. Yes, the Gemara says, okay, afilu nazir tohor nami. So if a nazir tohor is bringing his normal korbanos nazir, so when you're talking about an ashram nazir tohor and a chatas nazir tohor, I mean, what's the difference? You're telling me that the guy, Lechorot is a little bit strange, because what do you mean, what's the difference? I mean, he just said what the difference is. Surabim alayim yimein
is irut. It's extra time.
Yeah, it's the extra time that causes him to have charata. So why does he say that? So one way of learning it, kipshutai, is that if Lamaisa, Shimon HaTzadik held, that unless there's very special circumstances, that this is considered to be kidney graver shayim, right? So in the same way that the Mishnah is saying Kedidrei Rishayim is not a good neder, So a person who brings himself to a matzah for bringing a korban chatas is not a good man. Well, why would I want to participate? Somebody who's nichshal. Now, in the same way that our Mishnah says that if I say kinidrei rishoyim, only then is it considered to be a yah. And I hold that a normal naziris is kinidrei rishoyim. So what do I need the korban of a rosha for? Rishoyim is somebody made a mistake and he put himself into a situation like that. Okay, so he didn't put himself into the situation. That I understand. The guy puts himself into a situation. And why should I eat his korban? Okay, that's one way of learning it. So that by definition, it's not kosher, and the teretz doesn't make so much sense. Others learn that the point over here is, and what if a neder makes a nazir? Why isn't he mechalik between a nazir for a normal nazir for 30 days and a guy makes himself a nazir for longer? If you're telling me that if it's rabim, you mean nazirut, then they have karatas. If a guy made his original nazirut, I'm going to be a nazir for a year. So you should also not eat it. What do we have to go to a case where it became tummy? You could take a simple case. That's a Sunday afternoon learn. So answers the Gemara, that's not a problem. Because a normal Nazir Torah is not a problem. Because Nazir Torah, look, the Amuni Aminam should be Yochel Indar. A guy doesn't make a netter without having some sense of his ability to tolerate it. Okay, but over here where he made a mistake, became Tamei, now he has Karat and all things, that for sure. So I don't want to eat a carbon like that.
No longer
yeah, exactly. He's like forced into it. What, eat a carbon? Somebody forced into something. Chatzchila, he brought it, I can appreciate that. Okay, so now let's review once again where we're holding. We're holding that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The Pasuk in Kohelet was only talking about Neder, not Nedava. And since the Pasuk in Kohelet defines the issue as the Chashash of Mishitidor Velot Shalayim, if we can find either a way of doing a Nedava where there's no Chashash Takala, like the Korban, like Shimon HaTzadik, or if we see that a person is so highly motivated. What did I say? Oh, dear, I meant Hillel. Yeah, how in the world did I get the Shimon? Okay, Hillel was fucking. Or, if we could find a case, even when we're not talking about Korban, where somebody is so highly motivated that even if things go wrong, there's no chance he's going to have Charata. This kid is so motivated, even if he became Tomei, it's fine. As we consider for a moment, I'm sorry I did it. It was clear to him it was not a religious kind of thing. It was a part of his whole life that he felt was going to be destroyed. So that is also nedava. Okay, that's one way of learning. Another way of learning, says the Gemara, ibayit ema, we could say that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. And when Rabbi Yehuda says, tov mizeh mizeh nodero mekayim, he was referring to a nedava. Ki om Rabbi Yehuda ben nedava, but the neder lo. Really? I mean, the last I read from it, Rabbi Yehuda says, tov mizeh mizeh nodero mekayim. What do you mean, ben neder lo? Tni nodevo mekayim. Because at this point we're no longer focusing on neder and nedava as being meaningful technically. So obviously it's possible to be neder can nidrei ksherim ultimately, right? For instance, a guy wants to be mekabel tainus on himself. That's not a nedava. That's a neder. So he's mechuyev to be mekabel that tainus and mincha before the tainus. The only way to make a tainus. I mean, you could say, I mean, Tyson suggests maybe it's going according to Mani Omar that Nisan is considered to be a fighting. But, I mean, Lamaisa says also in the Gemara he's a Kodesh. I mean, so what, that's going not like the Mishnah. That's very strange. So there also we understand that as long as this is the oath and a person's bitzar, or there's no rain, that you're doing a mitzvah, you're trying your best to be mischani lifnei hamakom and so on. It's not the technicality of neder nedava that matters anymore, now that we've seen the Shimon HaTzadik analysis. It's not the technicality. It's the extent of the commitment. So neder is an only partial commitment. The nedava is a total commitment. Therefore, I'm not going to be that machbin in the Lashon Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Tov mizeh mizeh noder. It's because the Lashon of the Pasuk is Tov asher lo tidor. Tov mizeh mizeh noder mishalei. But obviously, I don't mean. I mean no deva mishalayim in the sense of absolute commitment of the nedava v'nishalayim. But that's a double parsha to me. That no der, that's the meaning of mishalayim. We now have another meaning. Not the chiddush is that you should know that you're not going to get any scar for just being no der. No. Now Rabbi Yehuda will be saying that et asher tidor shalayim, tov asher lo tidor mishitidor v'lo tishalayim. I agree. Also means what Rabbi Meir said. If there's any chance that you're not fully committed, forget about it. I agree you shouldn't do it. That's for sure. The only mafkamina now between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, this way of learning, it's a completely new way of understanding the machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is that Rabbi Meir would not have accepted Nadava at all. And he's saying, never. Just stay out of it. What do you need it for? Even if you're completely committed, you don't need it. Better not to get involved. Is it shayach will be a problem? Is shayach will be a problem? Then there's no value to making these kind of things. Not Nadava, it's not Neders, forget about it. It's no Milan. Do what the Torah wants you to do, and that's it. Don't put yourself into a position of greater fear. Okay, that's possible. But then Rabbi Yehuda would only be saying, if you're not going to be coming to Noder v'lod d'shalein, which by definition means in the Dava, so then it's fine. So that's what I say. It's ni no devu mishalein. Says the Gemara again, so now I can ask Rabbi Yehuda, ma'ashin no der d'lod yomati b'dev d'takala, so why can't the same thing be by the Dava? The Dava nami yomati b'lidei takala. Well, here we don't have to come to Hillel HaZaken, because Rabbi Yehuda himself actually said this. Rabbi Yehuda L'taymi. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda said that the way to bring a korban is that Adam mevi kivsato la'azara u'bakdisha v'somech alea v'shochta. Okay, but that's korbanot. Take up the davar korbanot. You can make such a thing. How in the world do you make a nezirut that can't be out with takalana? It doesn't make any sense. So nedavan nezirut ma'ikala meimar. Says the Gemara, this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitato, which basically agrees, as we'll see, with Shimon HaTzadik. Rabbi Yehuda says, L'taini, the Tani Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, you know, if you think about it, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to bring a korban chatas, right? It's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. Now, how are you ever going to be, I have that mitzvah, you're going to do an Aveira. How are you going to be, I mean, then you're not chayav a chatas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takola and tzadikim, so why should they do an Aveira? It's going to rely, God should help me, I should bring a chatas. So therefore, what can you do? You're going to end up not having that mitzvah. So the Chasidim are Rishonim, are you mitavim la'avi korban chatat? Because, I mean, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu may be takala yideyem, they'll never get a chance to bring a korban chatat in their life. So ma'o yu'osim, omdim u'mitnatvim nizirut l'makom. So they would make themselves nizirim in order to be mitchayev the korban chatat mazir tar, and that way they would be yotzi that chiyev. Kideshi yitchayev korban chatat l'makom. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's actually a value, if you do it with your full heart, and your only intent is to be able to bring a carbon, that's called the nedava. Very similar, it's not exactly the same thing, but very similar to Shimon HaTzadik. Even if you have no hair. Well, yeah, it happens. Says Rabbi Shimon, oh, come on, nobody would ever do something so stupid. Lo nadru ben azir, please. Arotzela vi ola. Fine, go bring a carbon all of it. Nadev, maybe. You want to bring a korban shlomi, be mitnadev maybe. You want to bring a teda and a lachme teda, arba mine lachma with one chametz and three different types of matzah. Great, have fun. Mitnadev maybe. Why would a person make himself a nazir if by definition he's going to be a chote? Right? But nazirut loit nadvu, nobody who's a kosher would make himself a nazir. Kedesh lo yikaru chotim, shenema vechiper alav measher chata ala nefesh. Now, the truth is that the meaning of that pasuk is a reference to a korban of a nazir tameh. Right? So therefore, me'asher chata ala nefesh is that al kol nafshot meit lo tavo. So this is going to be your korban for being mitameh, which is what I'm going to ask later on. But we're darshaning the extra word al hanefesh. When you say me'asher chata, obviously, if he was over on al kol nafshot meit lo, even if it was b'shogeh, so then that's a chet, like any other chet b'shogeg. What does that say? What's ala nefesh mean? Because every chet is ala nefesh. So the repetition of the word ala nefesh, I ask you, says Rabbi Shimon, what's this ala nefesh? V'chi. Oh, I'm sorry, it's late. Omer Abaye, says Abaye, you see from here that Be'etzem, Shimon HaTzadik, who was so resistant to Nazirut and was angry at the boy for coming to cut his hair, And Rabbi Shimon, who feels that anybody that makes himself a nazir is doing the wrong thing, and Rabbi Lazar HaKafar Baribi, we'll see later on, basically all follow the same shita. Not literally the same shita, because Rabbi Shimon is saying any nazir is a chayta, even a nazir tor. Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik, we saw, was only very machped on the someone who would be teya and would be mischaret. But Lamaisa, this boils down to, generally speaking, we find very often, the Gemara says, when we talk about Shita Achat, we don't mean literally Shita Achat, we mean the same Derech. So over here, Kulam Shita Achat, that a Nazir is a Chote on some level. I mean, Shimon HaTzadik, and Rabbi Shimon, which I just went through the sugya. I don't have to repeat it to you. Rabbi Elazar Kafar Baribi also, he darshed that posik very well, the Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Kafar Baribi Omer, V'chiper alav mi'asher chata ala nefesh. Why did you say mi'asher chata, what's ala nefesh? V'chibi'ezo nefesh chata. Well, why is this a special chet against one's soul? That's not a chet against your soul? For Richie to be able to sit around and not have a drink? That's not a sin against one's soul? So therefore, a person like this is a chote. Most this guy, so he can't have a drink of wine. He can still have beer. So, I mean, is that good enough? He can still have some good whiskey. Absolutely. Scotch, Irish, no problem. Some Kentucky. So what's the deal? Nonetheless, any one element of life that you leave out is a chet. So I mean, cold of our, a guy who becomes an ascetic. And so for sure, look at him. I mean, he said, Mama Shachote. From here you see that Kola Yosheva Ta'anit Nikra Chote. But Hadenkra Benazir Tomek. If that's the case, why is the Pasuk only referring to a Nazir Tomek? Rabbi Shimon. Okay, according to Shimon HaTzadik, I understand there's something special about a Nazir Tomek. He has Harot and all business. But, I mean, according to them, why would the Pasuk appear Dafka by Nazir Tomek? Every Nazir is a Chotei Al HaNefesh, according to them. Isn't that a little strange? Says the Gemara, no, that's because he's even worse off. Mishum Deshana B'chet. I mean, this guy is really bad news. Because, I mean, he not only was Chotei initially, that he was Betzayer HaTzmo, but he couldn't even take care of himself, get out of the thing. So he was also Nipshal and Tuma. Not to mention the fact that probably Shimon HaTzadik is right. He's a Shana now, he's a Tzcharot, the whole thing, he's doing it over again. Has to start from the beginning. Vezmir, he's really in bad shape. So there, it's a serious chait against the soul.
We found the stone that
says... A minute, we have to get this in. Oh, now, Rabbi Elazar HaKafar actually lives in Barnea's neighborhood.
David Solomon's.
And David Solomon's?
That's right. The mashkof, the lintel, it says, Zobeit Medrashosh Rabbi Elazar HaKafar was found in the Golan. And you have the Golan Winery. So you have the Golan Winery. You should quote Rabbi Elazar HaKafar and say, how can you not drink from our wine?
Oh, that's beautiful. You should send them in.
That's very nice.
That's a great ad.
Mom should be a
double hit. It's Yerat Smum and Ayayin. Wow. That's wonderful. Kinidre Rishayim Nadar Benazir Bekorban Abishvua. Kinidre Ksherim Loamar Klum. Kinidvotam Nadar Benazir Bekorban, but never Bishvua. Obviously, Ba'omer can be Rebushim either Harini or Alai or Ve'emenu. Harini would mean Benizirut, Alai would mean Bekorban, Ve'emenu would be Beshvua. Harini Benizirut? Why? I mean, Dioma Harini Betanit Kama. Omar Shmu, Kishayana Zero Verlafanav. And Ve'emenu means a Shvua of Isser. Maybe Ve'emenu means Yam Yam Yam. Diachilna Kama. Omar Rava, Dioma Ve'emenu Shalom Chal. So what's the chiddush? Yofi ma'ala meimra. Amar the teva lo mafik shvua bipumi kamash molan. Kinidrei kisherim lo amar kum kinidvotam etc. Mantan of the shani lebei neder in the dava. I mean, doesn't seem to work out. Leima loka Rabbi Meir velo Rabbi Yehuda. The tanya tov asher lo tidor mishidor velo tishalem tov mizeh umizeh sheino da der kolikra. Viv Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda amir. No. Tov mizeh umizeh no der umishalem. Well, I feel a tamer Rabbi Meir. Ki kamar Rabbi Meir beneder, but the pasuk wasn't referring to nedava. The nedava lo kamar, but vakatani ki nidvotam nadar benazir bekorban. Tni nadav benazir bekorban. So maishna na is not noder de lo, because you said mishati dar velo tishalem. In other words, duma hati bali detakala. So nedava nami lo duma hati bali detakala. Well. Obviously, we'd have to do it. Kilala zaken, the Tanya. Omru alav alilala zaken shalom al adam ba'olato koyamav. Mevi'a kishihi chulin la'azara. Umagdisha. V'somech alea v'shokta. So, okay, fine. That's a nika nidava de korbanot. What's the meaning of nidava nizirot? Ma'ikul ameima. Kishimon atzadik. The Tanya amar shimon atzadik. Mi'amai lo achalti yashav nazir tamei alachat. Pa'am achat ba adam achat nazir man adarom. Reitim sheyefei naim v'tov ro'i v'kutzatav sterot otal talim. Amar t'lo b'ni, you're nuts. Ma ra'ite l'ashchit atzarecha z'ana'e. Omar li ro'e ha'iti la'av abiri. Halachti l'malot ma'im en ha'ma'ayan v'nistakalti bebavua sheli u'pachaz ala yisri u'pikesh l'tordeini min ha'olam. Amar t'lo rasha לא אתה מתגאה בעולם שינו שלך, משבתי להיות רימוות עולייה. העבודה שהגלחך לשמיים, מיד עמדתי ונשקתי בראשו, אמרתי לבני כמוך ירבו נדרי נזירות בישראל. עליך, כתוב אומר, השכח לי לדור נדן נזיר לעזר להשם. מאז כתוב אמרתי, מה ישנה השם נזיר תמיד לא אכל? דעתי על חטא? כל השמות לא לאכול די על חטא עתו. Obviously, זה קלוץ חטאות, right? The only reason we mention Hashem is because he was talking about specifically Nazirus, Asham Nazir Tameh. That's the case of the Asham, but it would be clearly referring to the Chattas also, according to this. Omale Rabiona, Hainu Taima, Kishain Tohin Nazirin, Kishain Tamin, Vrabim Alayem, Yemei Nazirin Mitchartimem, and it's as if Nimtumevim Chulin Nazara. So, Yehaki Afil Nazir Tohor Nami, Nazir Tohor Lo, Amuri Amid Navshid Yocholindo. Bibaitema filotema Rabbi Yehuda. He amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Nadava. Ben Neder lo amar, and Rabbi Meir indeed does not hold that it's mutter fi nodev umikayim. Vaktadi tol mizam is a nodev umikayim. Tni nodev umikayim. Maishna nodev dolo diobanti pedi detakala nodeva dami diobanti pedi detakala. Rabbi lo taime. De amar adam evi kivsato lazara magdisha visomecha la veshokta. Tenach nedava de korbanot, nedava de zirut maikala meima. Rabbi Yehuda Ta'amei, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chasidim Arishanim, Hayu Metavim Lavi Korban Chatat. Vishena, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mevi Takala Yedeyem. Ma Yosim, Omdim, Umetavim Nizirut Lemakom, Kedei Sheyitchaybu Korban Chatat Lemakom. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Never, Lo Natu Menazir, Ela Rotzeh Lavi Olam, Vakasha, Metavim Mevi. Shlamim, Metavim Mevi. Todah, Varva Minei Lachmar, Metavim Mevi. Avo ben Nizirut, no normal person would do that. Lo, not vu. Kedei shelo yikaru chotim, sheneemar v'chiper alav me'asher chata al ha-nefesh. Om Rabbaya, that turns out then that Shimon HaTzadik and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, kulam shita achaten in the sugya of Nazir, that there's elements of chet. Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon, I just said to you, Rabbi Adamra, Rabbi Elazar HaKafar b'ribi detanya, Rabbi Elazar HaKafar b'ribi omer, וחיפר עליו מאשר חטא על הנפש, באיזה נפש חטא זה? אלא שצייר עצמו מן היין, ועל הדברים קו וחומר, ומה זה שלא צייר עצמו, אלא מן היין נקרא חוטא, המצייר עצמו מכל דבר, על אחת כמה וכמה. מכאן, כל הישב ותעניק נקרא חוטא. ועדיין קרוב נזר תמקתי. That's only because משום דשנה וחיתו. But that's the place to bring it out.